May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to him, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this gospel is actually a masterpiece of theology, and John's was a little bit different because it was really geared towards the Greeks at the time because there was a need. And the Greeks were really into the word, or logos. And so this one starts, "In the beginning was the Word." So that would kind of catch their attention. But also there were some slight variations or almost heresies going around. So John wanted to set it straight. And this, like I said before, it's a masterpiece. If we put Jesus in place of the Word, that's how we can understand it. And this is how they were trying to explain, yes, Jesus Christ was 100% a human being, but Jesus Christ was 100% God. And it was through Jesus Christ, through God, that the creation was made. And that Jesus Christ, our Messiah, was there with God from the very beginning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it's an excellent piece. We know that Jesus Christ shows the true nature of God, and that's what's so important about Christmas time, any time, but especially Christmas time, because Jesus basically kind of gave up for a while his heavenly kingdom and came down as a human being, as a man, to be with us so that he could relate to us 100% and we could relate to him 100% with all the stresses and strains, goods and bads, all of life. And he could lead us and teach us and heal us and guide us and comfort us and strengthen us towards God. And that is why Jesus came, to bring us back to God, to reconcile us to God. Jesus coming down, or being incarnate by the Holy Spirit and by Mary, that is a gift of love. And that's what Christmas is about, God's gift to us of love. And I remember from a long time ago, from Sunday school, a lot of times we'll hear about the Old Testament God and the New Testament God. Well, God hasn't really changed at all. It's our understanding of God that has changed. We're learning more and more each and every day, God willing. We learn the true nature of God from Jesus Christ. And one of the stories that I remember was there was a little girl, and she kind of was listening to the Old Testament lesson for the day, and it was a very angry and harsh Old Testament God. And so they asked the kids, what did they think? And rather than responding to the basic lesson, she responded by saying, well, it's okay because that's before God became a Christian. And, not meaning to be flip at all, but it's the innocence. And what she said was so theologically correct, and why that's before we learned through Jesus Christ how God really is. And sometimes you'll read through some of the Psalms and you think, wow, they want God to get their enemies, And we keep on learning. I still think the entire Bible is a love story between God and his people, but we're still at the toddler stage, the two-year-old stage. What I like, though, and it did make me smile, and please keep the lectionary and bring it home with you, from Isaiah, and Isaiah, I think, is one of the better, well, the best. I love Isaiah. Let's put it that way. I'll break it down in two sections. The fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, it's all about what God does. And I'm going to read it again. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Why? Because our God never gives up on us. It goes on to say, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. I will not rest. So God still doesn't rest. God still doesn't keep silent. He's here for us each and every day. We just have to kind of like tune into it. So this is what God does. And then I know for a couple of Sundays, the lessons were, you know, about response. And here it is, our response. Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. I bet you every single person in this congregation is really tired this morning. Is anybody filled with lots of energy? Oh, you don't count. But think about it, but we're here. We're here. And why are we here? Because we do believe in God. We do rejoice in the Lord. And then Isaiah goes on. He says, my whole being shall exalt in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. Best gift in the world. Salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. That means we're going to act right before our God. That's with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, not by ourselves. And as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Think about it. Anybody remember how much effort and work went into their wedding? How about a date? How about a dinner party? How about when you were preparing to come to church this morning? And that's the ticket. We're supposed to prepare to meet our God each and every day and be prepared to meet his people each and every day with the same excitement, with the same diligence, with the same, like being meticulous like God is for us. We are to prepare for him in a meticulous way, with joy, with excitement, with energy, getting ready for something special that's being in the presence of our God. And there is no better feeling when you feel the power of the Holy Spirit just fill a room or fill your body, even when you might be down in the dumps or grieving or sick or stressed or strained or having difficulties. God does not abandon us, no matter what. That's Christmas. That's our gift. And that's what our relationship with Jesus Christ is all about. What I'd like to do is have everybody get out the lectionaries that, of course, you're going to take home and study. And we'll read together one more time. And think about the words poured and enkindled and shine as we pray this one more time. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.